Let's go to Capitol Hill next. Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick is out this week. So we've got Julie Mason. She's the White House correspondent for Washington, the Washington Examiner. So, Julie, we were talking earlier about how everyone was talking about President Obama's Nobel Peace Prize win last week, and some Republicans were pretty ticked off about it. Let's hear, actually, we're going to listen to Rush Limbaugh here.
He's basically emasculating this country, and they applauded today with this award. They love a weakened, neutered United States.
So who are the...
Neutered? Neutered?
Yes. I like how he put in his
fighting words.
Clapping special effects there. So who were the Republicans that were the most outraged by him winning this prize?
Well, the ones who were the most outraged were the ones who were the most obscure. We heard from some, you know, state attorneys general who were extremely exercised about this. But now we've heard from, you know, Liz Cheney has been sounding off, and the Republican National Committee is now using Obama's Nobel Prize as a fundraising tool, asking patriotic Americans to ante up against these Democrats' international leftist allies. So it's just everybody's piling on now.
What's most interesting is that there was not a unified front coming out of the Republican Party. Listen to John McCain.
The Nobel Committee, I can't divine all their intentions, but I think part of their decision-making was expectations, and I'm sure the president understands that he now has even more to live up to. But as Americans, we're proud when our president receives an award of that prestigious category.
I would imagine that on Capitol Hill, at least, John McCain's words weigh a bit more than Rush Limbaugh's.
A little bit. You know, and anyone who is thinking of running for president or has run for president took a very low-key line on this. They don't want to be out front. It's really sort of the D-listers who are getting all hot and bothered about it. So, yeah, the Republicans of more stature are sort
Julie,
of standing down.
Julie, you have to, like, call those D-listers up and get interviews with them. What are you doing?
What am I doing with my time, John? I don't know.
No, you called me a D-lister on the takeaway, Julie. Click.
There goes her Rolodex.
Oh, well.
Okay, Julie Mason is the White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.